2212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Doing another one of these?
Just ask Dr. Justin.
Yeah, and the questions are coming through strong on hit.com.au where you can ask Dr. Justin from Nudge Psychology anything that you want answers for. Now, two topics we're going to cover this morning. One of them will be dealing with jealousy with other guys hitting on or other people hitting on your partner, which we'll do very, very soon. But first, we want to talk about a question that's come through, and I feel like we could probably all relate on this one if you can't get motivated. Now, a listener has written, this year, I always say to myself, this year I'm going to exercise, but then it just never happens. What is my problem? Why can't I commit to this? And is this normal?
Very, very normal.
Yeah.
Very normal. Thank goodness. I didn't want to get up this morning.
Yeah.
I tell you what. You know, it's really normal to feel really motivated to change and make a new habit. Doesn't matter if it's exercise or eating clean or whatever it is or whatever you want to do. But motivation will only get you started. It'll get you off the starting blocks. It'll get you with a plan. But I think what people don't really ever accept is that you're not going to feel like it.
Yeah.
And if you accept that when the time comes, I'm not going to feel like it, then you know you're only in two states. You're either doing whatever the hell you feel like doing or you're working to a schedule. So one of the things I see people get in trouble with the exercises, they're really motivated and they go in hard and they're in so much pain in the next few days that the idea of doing it next time becomes really aversive. So you've connected exercising to the suffering and pain.
Yeah.
And so don't take it seriously, you know. So I reckon exercise should be fun.
I did once read a motivational meme that said, motivation fades, discipline lasts forever.
Oh, I was just about to bring up the same thing because it's something that I try to apply to myself.
I read it. I didn't do anything with it. But is that
I screenshotted it and saved it in my photos for one of those days.
Is that what we're supposed to look
for? It's still a bit hard-boiled, though. I mean, just accept that there's a part of you that doesn't want to do this. You'd rather stay in bed. You'd rather, you know.
Right.
So there's a few ways around that. One of them is accepting you're not feeling it. So focus on how you're going to feel after the exercise. And if your exercise is moderate and a bit of fun, I don't know anybody that's regretted exercising.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So the transition from sleep or transition from sitting down to getting up and doing something is really hard.
Yeah.
So one of the ways is to focus on the opposite of emotion strategy. It works like this. If I'm feeling really chipper and energized and want to train, that's great. Go train and go practice, go exercise, go swim, whatever. But your mood's not going to change that much. But if you feel really crappy and tired and go train, you usually come out feeling exactly the same. Good.
Yeah.
You come out feeling good. So the less you feel like doing it, the more benefit you're going to get from doing it.
True.
Yes.
So you get more bang for your buck. It's a bit of a waste if you're already in a great mood.
True. Yeah. You're in a great mood. Why do you need to
work
out?
I'm already here.
That's right.
I'm already happy. So
you think,
right?
Oh, yeah. But then you usually go, oh, yeah, let's go for a swim, you know?
Yeah.
So you do anyway. But if you go, oh, I don't want to go for a swim. Oh, boy, well, how good are you going to feel when you do? Yeah. The other one is keep it really small.
Yep.
So micro habits are really good. So when people are trying to get into writing essays or people are trying to get into exercise, I'll say, just start. So it might be if you're wanting to learn to do push-ups, every day, do one.
Yep.
One push-up. That's it. You know, I mean, if you get into bed and, oh, I've got to do my push-up, roll over, do a push-up, go to sleep.
Yeah, right.
See, one day you'll do two, then you'll do three. But it's always the transition that is hard. Get your feet on the floor and you're three quarters of the way there.
Yeah.
But so regularly, little bits is better than a big, big mission once a month.
Yeah.
And I also say directions. People get really hung up on goals and they're in a hurry to get to this goal.
Yes, that is me.
Just a direction. So I can do a little bit more than I could do last month.
Yeah.
As long as I'm moving in that direction. You know, and if you've got children under three, then I say cut yourself a break.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Chip away.
Yep.
Beautiful. Oh, well, thank you so much for that. Hopefully our listener got a lot of information.
Absolutely.
Answered her questions. But next, we need to talk about a listener who wants to know how to deal with jealousy with other guys hitting on his wife.
We'll do it after this. It's Jesse and Jules.
Just ask Dr. Justin.
And hit.com.au is where you need to go if you would like to ask Dr. Justin anything.
Anything at all.
Wow. Anything.
Anything at all.
Anything at all. I'm sure he will try his best to try and
I'll
help you out. Now, there is a question that has been submitted for one of our listeners who says, how do I deal with jealousy of other guys hitting on my wife? It is absolutely doing my head in.
Lucky guy. Sounds like a Powerball problem.
Right?
You married this beautiful woman that guys want to be around. But seriously, There's usually two reasons for jealousy. One, you know, men can sometimes get in their head, they have to control everything about their relationship and their family mm-hmm. in order to feel safe. And that usually leads to some really unhelpful behaviours.
Yeah.
And, you know, it actually can drive a rift between you and your partner. So that's something you really want to be careful of. Or it's just plain old insecurity. I mean, we've got this person, we think they're so lovely. What are they doing with me? Surely they're going to, you know, mm-hmm. surely they can do better.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and they're probably worth talking to people about.
Dr. Justin, is it something that I get is a learnt behaviour though? Like, so they've, you know, picked that up from, like, say, a past partner who may have cheated or, you know, so there's no trust there?
Well, quite possibly, yeah. Mm. I mean, you know, if you've had a betrayal in your past or feel really let down, well, then, but it comes back to anxiety, and anxiety tells you two lies.
Okay.
The first lie that anxiety tells you is that even, you know, everything is a threat.
Yeah.
You know, so a guy holding a door open for your partner or giving her a nice smile because she's beautiful and friendly, mm-hmm. He's hitting on her. Well, maybe not. So you know what? Find a friend who you know is not afraid to disagree with you.
Yeah.
Tell him exactly the facts of the matter and see, you know, does this look like a hit to you or not?
Yeah.
Get some good advice. Get some support from friends.
But is it worth talking to your partner straight up about it?
Absolutely. It's worth talking to your partner. But here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to make your partner feel responsible for your emotions.
Sure.
So if you're really angry, if you get really angry or agitated, you know, your poor partner's going to feel absolutely terrified every time she dresses up and goes out. She might get positive attention.
Mm-hmm.
So people say relationships take work. I actually think that more, they just take courage. You've got to be really brave.
Yes.
So if you're out and your partner gets some really positive attention and, you know, and you've got no problem with what your partner's doing.
Yeah.
Celebrate it. Tell her she looks lovely. To be brave. Tell her she looks sensational.
Mm.
And then, you know, if I was this guy, I'd hit on you too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, make her feel great about yourself.
What not to do is to then go and give your attention to someone else and to try and, like, you know, make the other person
jealous. I'm jealous of you. You'll be jealous
of me. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
I've seen that happen.
Don't chase the other guys away. Draw closer to your partner. That's, you know, that's probably the best thing. So, yeah, anxiety will make you feel like what you're scared of is definitely going to happen and that the world's going to end if it does. And usually neither of those are really quite correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be brave. Draw closer to your partner. If you want reassurance, instead of trying to make her jealous or getting angry, just tell her. Talk to her about it. But say, look, this is my emotion. It's mine. I'm going to own it. But, yeah, look, you're hot. And, you know,
and you're with me.
And you're with me.
You're with me.
What the hell are you doing? I've had this problem for 15 years, man. So,
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Justin.
Brilliant. Again, super helpful. Thank you for coming in and seeing us again. We love it.
Love being here. Thanks, guys.
If you want to submit any of your questions, hit.com.au. You can go and ask Dr. Justin.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.